And we're also following what's going on Capitol Hill when it comes to the Affordable Care Act and the future of that very much up in the air. But open enrollment for healthcare continues, millions signing up for coverage. And as Michael Caputo of Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting reports from Macon, insurance plan choices have been greatly reduced.
It's all business at this conference room in the Macon Centerplex. Here, six people from the Insure Georgia program sit behind laptop computers. They're navigators, working to sign people up for the Affordable Care Act during this one-day event. Among those who made the trip is Donna Hughes.
I'm one in that number of the many people who are lower income and can't afford regular health insurance.
Hughes works a seasonal job as an office manager for a tax preparer. The rest of the time, she cares for her aging mother. She sits with navigator Ted Hall.
All right, so I'm going to go through your application with you. Just a reminder, I am going to be looking at some of your personal
Hughes is renewing her insurance under Georgia's Obamacare exchange. And what becomes apparent quickly is that she'll have to change coverage plans. Her current provider has pulled out of the program, as have three other large insurers, including Aetna and United Healthcare.
So the only options you guys have in this part of the state are Blue Cross, Blue Shield. Now, they offer different types of plans, but Blue Cross, Blue Shield is the only actual provider that we would have to choose from. And I'll let you look at a few other plans.
The Atlanta area does have some additional provider choices, but Blue Cross is the only company offering health care across the state. Hughes grudgingly accepts a Blue Cross plan, but she's going to have to find a new primary doctor that's part of that network. Steve Allen is a small business owner in Macon. He's signing up on his own and will choose insurance through the ACA because it's the most affordable option. He, too, must switch insurers.
So we're having to go back to Blue Cross. It's really the only option open to us.
Fred Ammons is CEO of Community HealthWorks. His nonprofit runs Insure Georgia, which supplies navigators across much of the state. Ammons says this has been one of the biggest hurdles his navigators have had to address with consumers.
In some cities and counties where we had a little more competition, that is a barrier. Oftentimes that narrow network. So there are absolutely no easy answers when it comes to the problems caused by insurers pulling out.
The other barrier is confusion over the future of the Affordable Care Act. Donald Trump's presidential victory came with a promise. Cindy Zeldin is executive director of the Atlanta-based Georgians for a Healthy Future, a consumer advocacy group.
There's this big question mark hanging over the entire framework of health insurance for many consumers all across the country with the conversations in Washington about potentially repealing the Affordable Care Act without really communicating what a replacement would be.
But with all the change and uncertainty, Zeldin says people are still getting ACA coverage since open enrollment started on November the 1st. The latest figures from the Federal Health and Human Services Department show about 482,000 Georgians have signed up. That's slightly less than a year ago. Nationally, however, 8.8 million people have enrolled since November, roughly 200,000 more than a year earlier.
So it's clearly meeting a need, even if there may be some aspects of it that could be improved.
Open enrollment continues across the U.S. until the end of January, as the nation watches how healthcare may be reshaped. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Caputo in Macon, Georgia.